Victor, can you even imagine what a training camp is like now that you are a very established player as opposed to what happened when you first got here?
I guess so. I mean, I can't really imagine until I get out there. But, you know, I'm going to treat it just like I did my rookie year, just go out there and play football and compete every day and get guys better, get myself better, and, you know, and treat it just like any other training camp.
Victor, well, these are the fields where you kind of made your name, you know, in practice and kind of being stout to get back out there again?
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to see the field again. I'm excited to see some of the areas where I was making some plays and stuff like that. But I'm just glad to be back out here. It's definitely nostalgic being on these, you know, up here with the guys. And you know, some of the guys that I shared those times with my rookie season are still here, so I could talk to them. And I've been talking to them, so it's going to be fun.
Because can you talk about the difference of you coming to camp a couple of years ago? You're driving a different car. You got the nice Audi now. Can you talk about the differences in coming this year, considering the success you've had so far?
It's a little different. I mean, it's up here, and you know, I'm not as nervous as I was the first time. You know, not knowing whether I was going to make the team, what was going to happen. You know, you just never know what's going to happen when you come up as a rookie free agent. But this year, you know, it's a little bit more calming. Just come up and try to continue to fine tune my skills you know, just get better every day and keep competing, because that's what I did, you know, every year leading up to this point. So that's what I want to continue to do.
How do you fight off the complacency of it all? You've achieved a lot last year. How do you still keep things going and knowing you've got to, you know, not rely on your laurels, so to speak?
Just understanding that it's a lot more to accomplish. It's a lot more my career personally to accomplish. It's a lot more for us as a team to accomplish. You know, we're relatively young. And we understand that our time is now. We want to continue to keep that pressure on ourselves to keep winning and to keep performing at a high level. And you know, our teammates do a good job of keeping everybody humble.
Your smiling face is everywhere. You're in the spotlight. You're in the bestsellers list as an author as well. I mean, for you, how does your approach change right now?
It doesn't change at all. For me, I think I got to just keep going the same way I've been doing. Just, you know, remain myself, stay humble, stay you know, ready to work, ready to receive information, ready to learn from the coaches, and just continue every day as I've been going, man. It's been a blessing to reach this point, to be a New York Times bestseller, to be a Super Bowl champion. It's just a blessing, man, so I can't change anything now.
Now guys are going to be looking to you, though, to be a bit of a leader, too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I think that kind of comes naturally with the, you know, with the position, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm all for helping guys out. I'm all for being an example for the younger guys and you know, teaching them the kind of the do's and don'ts of the NFL from what I know thus far in my career, and you know, we'll see how it goes. We got some good rookies. We got some good young guys on our team, some level-headed guys. I think they'll be quite all right.
But you go in as a marked man this year, quite different from going in as an unknown.
Yes, quite different. You know, I understand that teams are going to be, you know, probably paying a little bit more attention my way and stuff like that. But that all comes with the territory, and you know, I've understood that, and you know, myself and the coaching staff will do the necessary changes once we see that once the opportunity comes about.
Okay, you have to be even more you talked about helping the younger guys. With no Keane, with no Mario, do you have to maybe take on even more of a role like that with those guys gone?
I guess so. I mean, I'm not trying to go out there and be, you know, the godfather of the receivers or anything like that. Just go out there and be myself. If those guys have any questions, if they have anything that they're struggling with, they want to come to me about, I'm more than willing to help them, you know, but I don't want to be reaching out and overly exerting myself. It's just there. I'm going to be a natural leader. I'm going to let, you know, my play on the field kind of show that. And if those guys come to me with, you know, just want advice or just want to talk about what it is being in the NFL training camp and stuff like that, I'm here for them.